How many of you remember the show This Is Us? Oh, I can go and tear and cry and feel at depth by just remembering the moment sitting in front of that TV set watching those characters live life. And I shared the experience with them, and I felt every moment of it. I don't think it was probably real, but it touched a part of me. It touched a part of me that needed to be awakened, that needed to remember. Look around. Look around the room and behold the face of God. You're the ones I want to go through time with. And I hope you feel that. The ones that you know, the ones that you don't know, the ones that you love, and the ones that you're still learning how to love. We all exist in here. We are a collection of faces, a collection of beliefs and opinions and experiences. And isn't that holy? Isn't it wonderful that we can be a potpourri of all these things and somehow come together to create oneness, to create a family, to create a community? Yet we are much more than a room full of faces with varied opinions. And if you don't dig beneath the surface, you miss the meat. If you don't dig to the bone, you miss the sweetness and the goodness and the essence and the godness that exists here. We are a sacred collection of stories. We are a sacred anthology of living, breathing, evolving stories. A mosaic, as the video says. A mosaic of lives beneath the skin at the level of the bone. Today is a challenge and a call to get intimate, to be vulnerable, to be humble enough and get to the bone, because that's where God lives, the sanctuary of you, the sanctuary of me, but the deepest and most profound sanctuary of us. This is us, and it is holy, and it is sacred. Stories behind the smiles. Stories behind the scars. Stories behind the opinions and the beliefs and the expressions and, yes, the tears, because it's all welcome here. Every part of you is welcome as a necessary story to be told. And as the song said, if I could put time in a bottle, the first thing I would like to do is to capture every moment of courage that exists in this room. To bottle up every moment of tears and laughter and overcoming and whispered truth in the dark night of the soul, every overcoming and every miracle, put it in that bottle, I would have the greatest treasure on earth. If I could seal all the holy vulnerability that exists in this room, the holy presence that's come through each and every one of us, I would have perhaps a healing power greater than any sacred gospel or any sacred text. Oh, wait. We do have that. We do have that. You are the bottle. We are the bottle. Say that with me. We are the bottle. Sing that with me. If I could put time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do. Is it really the first thing you'd like to do? To share that story, to dig to the gospel of your soul, your heart, your experience, and your life and share it? Why is it we swallow our stories? Why is it we put them off to the side? We put them off to another day, a more comfortable time. We say, no, I can't do that here. Our stories are scriptures written not on scrolls, but on our hearts. Not bound by fancy leather and inscribed with a name, but bound on our relationships. Connected and thriving on our relationships, because in our stories there is truth. Who brought truth into the room with you today? I hope more hands go up than that. Because if you're counting on me to be the only one purveying truth here today, we're in trouble. It is truth, it is healing, it is a holy blueprint for a better world. Who would like a better world? I don't know about you, I miss This Is Us, and I don't miss not watching the news. I'm ready for a better story, a human story, a better world, a better experience, and a better expression from me, from us, and from humanity. We are that bottle. Tahir Shah once said this quote, let's say it together, stories are a communal currency of humanity. Could it be that our greatest prosperity is not in our wallet, it's in our soul? That our greatest abundance is not in your purse, it is in your heart, it is in your story, it is in your spirit, it is in your guts. and you're willing to say, I matter on this earth, and what I've gone through matters, and so I will not stifle it. Marianne Williamson knew this. She absolutely told us, we are afraid of our power. We are afraid of the ministry that's asking for expression, and so we put the story on the side. It's not good enough. We get into the game of comparison. Comparison is a state of argument that absolutely blocks the presence of God coming through the portal of you. Your story is just as valuable as mine. I happen to be up here on a Sunday getting to share a little bit, but your story is no less valuable than anybody's. Do you know that? Too often we set them aside, we silence them, we swallow them, we push them to the background. Why is that? That's not a rhetorical question. Why is it we stifle the stories? Call it out. I heard shame, I heard fear, discomfort. Unworthiness, yes, 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 yes. We don't do that here. We find a way to release that here, to drop it on the altar of truth, to drop it on the altar of shared experience, to drop it at the altar of God and say there's more that wants to happen here. The song gives us a reason that we do it. There never seems, sing it with me, there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. That is the biggest lie ever accepted. There's not enough time to do everything that is mine to do. It's because you haven't put the sharing of your soul at the priority list. It's somewhere tucked off the side. There's plenty of time. Anybody ever find a day where you think, I'm not going to get it all done, and you get to the end of the day, and it's like, how did it all get done? It's God moving through you. It's God working through you. So saying there isn't time to share your story is the greatest cop-out. It is a myth, and it is a lie, and we're calling it out today. A myth that we've accepted, an excuse that spares us from what we're really afraid of, vulnerability. Intimacy, into me, see. I'm going to stand emotionally, mentally, spiritually naked in front of you. Yes. The Spirit of God working through and around and as us is asking us to be that vulnerable. It's not time we lack, it's courage. It's courage to speak our story of overcoming. It's the courage and the bravery to share that which put you on your knees and made you discover a greater part of yourself. That which caused you to cry out in the middle of the night with tears falling like sweat to say, I'm hurting, I'm alone, I'm afraid, and I overcame. How dare you not share that story with somebody? Not a victim story, because those stories, don't we tell those victim stories readily? Oh, here's where my father did this, and here's where my mother did this. These are not victim stories. These are stories of empowerment that must be told. They are the gospels. The gospels that have shown up doing business in your skin, in your life, as you. It's a false belief that our stories are not worthy, or they're not as worthy as somebody else's. Yoffa's story is so much more powerful than mine. No, it isn't. It is powerful, but so is my story. It's the fearful lie we hold that causes us to forget that our voice is the very vessel the universe uses for healing, for connection, for oneness, and for becoming. So today you are hereby all ordained as a minister of the gospel. Yes, I get the responsibility, but if you sit there and never share your story, this is a dead environment. If you sit there and never share your overcoming story and you depend on one person to do it, we're all dying and we might as well go home. At its best, community is lived and shared experience. Turn to your left or your right and say, I value your life experience. You know what? Community is not and never has been just proximity. Let's read this together. Community isn't just proximity, it's the weaving together of what we've lived through, breathed through, triumphed through, and discovered. Again, not a rhetorical question. What have you discovered about yourself? Call it out. Speak it proudly and loudly. I don't care if the people to your left and your right hear you or like it or don't. It doesn't matter. What have you discovered about your divine essence? Well, we'll keep working on it. We'll keep working on it. I discovered about myself that I really matter. I'm really great. I am the light of the world. No. Wear it like a badge of honor. You've been through something. You learned through something. You grew through something. You were crucified and reborn and made anew like the great phoenix that rose and became more of yourself. And guess what? It's not a one-time event. You're going to do it again, again, and again, and again. You're being reborn with every thought that you allow into the laboratory of your mind. You are being reborn with every awareness that you are the Christ and not just a human being fumbling your way through life. Yes? Yes?
Yes.
These stories are absolutely spiritual currency, more powerful than any sermon I can give, more powerful than any class you can go to. It's the sharing of what has shaped us and what has saved us. There's a long line of people. It isn't just one person that saved me. That one man named Jesus that gets a lot of credit, but it was also people sitting in this room. It was also people that called me up short and said, get off, take up your mat and walk. It was the people who shared their story. And how do I know you can take up your mat and walk? Because I've done it first. I did it. And how dare I not share that story of my overcoming? Today is part one in a series for the next 5 weeks where we're going to invite each other into a sacred ritual of opening the bottle, cracking it open like it's on the side of a ship. If I could hold all these sacred stories in a bottle, I'd crack them open and I would let those who come to me who are ashamed or angry or afraid or have forgotten, that those stories may empower another, but they're not my stories to tell. I cannot tell your story. Only you can do that. Occasionally, you give me permission to come up here and share your story. Sometimes I forget to ask for permission, and I share your story. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. For the next 5 Sundays, the message is going to center around a story of one of the members of this congregation. It will be the centerpiece. We'll get the opportunity to be empowered by their story. But if you just come as a spectator, sit on the sidelines and go, wow, that was a great story of overcoming, then we've missed the whole point of the next 30 days. The next 30 days is to find the guts and the courage to step out on the edge and say, here's my moment to share the story. It may not be on a platform. It may not be in a stage. It may be in a dark night of somebody's soul who needs the exact story that you have to offer. The exact tale that you bring to the earth, the exact overcoming that only comes through you. I'm asking us to have the same guts to share your story and honor the transformative power of telling your truth. In fact, I invite you to say after me, from this moment on, I commit to telling my story. I commit to sharing my truth. Why would you want to do that? Just because I said to do it? Some of you get really upset when I say repeat after me. You don't have to. Or I ask you to put your hand on your heart. It's like, oh, here he goes again. Don't do it. But listen to what is behind what I'm asking you to do. A commitment, a passionate commitment to being the Christ and stop talking about the Christ. Yeah. To being the Buddha and stop talking about the Buddha. To be Krishna, to be Moses, to be whoever you need to be to bring the gospel that is necessary today and not just the gospel that was written 2,000 years ago. That's the challenge of the next 30 days. And we were talking in the first service about the no that we give. I stand here today with a no that was given 4 times. Nope, not mine, not mine, not mine. And the 5th time, a little voice of God spoke to me. It says, you have something to bring of value. Your story matters. Get off your butt, take up your mat, and walk, and speak, and share. Every one of you's probably got a very similar story. It was no, 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 no. And maybe you haven't found the yes yet. I'm saying over the next 30 days, let the yes live in you. Let your yes be your yes, the master teacher said. The no, you've lived it, you've breathed it. Something wants life through you, and it may be as simple as a conversation at the line in the grocery store. You know, I've learned something. I'd like to pass it on to you. Not proselytizing, but Unity people are so afraid that we're going to look like we're proselytizing, trying to convince somebody of our way. You're not trying to convince anything of anybody other than truth lived me. I experienced something that changed my life, and I carry a gift in me, and it's important that I share it with everybody who's there to listen. But we play small. We said that we're the best-kept secret on the planet. I no longer want to be a secret. I'm saying your life has been transformed. Share it. Don't play small. When we give voice to lived experience, we give life to light to somebody else's darkness. When we give life and light to my shared experience, your shared experience, we give light to somebody else's darkness. Plain and simple, that's ministry. You're hereby ordained as a minister. We are part of an interconnected divine web of consciousness, a collective consciousness, intrinsically inseparable from each other. And in that web, if something happens over here, it's affecting the whole planet. You're not just healing one person's life, you're changing the face of the planet. And is it possible that when you share your story from a place of empowerment and hope, that you're changing the government? God, I hope so. I believe it with all my heart. The web is vibrating with a new idea, with a new passion, with a new courage, with a new guts, with a new understanding that your word is healing. What you are speaking out of your mouth is creative. Let it be creative for something holy and good. A vibration that doesn't just stay in the sanctuary or stay in the sanctuary here, but ripples outward. Our master teacher, Jesus, the elder brother, the way shower, Jesus, absolutely knew this same truth. The Gospel of Luke, not one I quote from very often, but he gets two mentions today. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verse 38. There's a man who had been delivered from darknesses. Some scriptures say the demons. We don't teach demons here. We just teach the manifestations of darkness that come from the human ego. He'd been delivered, and he's begging Jesus, take me with you. Let me be part of your band. And Jesus' answer is absolutely what the foundation of today's talk is. Do we have that scripture? Do we have it up there? I don't know if I gave you that slide. Probably not. This is what he says. Go home. Go home and tell everyone what God has done for you. You know, a lot of people on the planet are going, let me go into a church and just follow what one person is saying from a platform, one person's story, one person's interpretation. But the teacher that they're worshiping says, go home, go into your sphere of influence and tell your story about what God has done for you. But we stop it. No, I'm too shy, I'm too quiet. It's not just a story of what God has done for you, it's what God's done around you. And more importantly, what God has done within you. How many people sitting here today are the same person you were 10 years ago? Welcome to Codependence Anonymous. Look at that. Nobody even thought about putting their hand up because you're not the same person you were 10 years ago. God is moving and stirring. Life and light are moving and stirring in you and creating a new you. How many would say that was easy? There's nothing easy about it. How many would say that it is necessary? It is a gospel. It is a scripture. It is a holy sermon that must be preached, and it can only find its way to earth through you. Go home and tell everyone what God has done for you, around you, and in you. You are the bottle. Crack it open. You are the bottle, not from a place of victimhood, because that's probably who you were. That's who I was 10 years ago. Now I am the veritable presence of God on earth, charged with the yes over and over again after four no's. And when you do it, it loosens old fears in somebody else. When you speak that word of power, it loosens old fears in somebody else and touches the quiet ache. The quiet ache. And somebody who didn't even know they needed it. And that happens individually. But let me tell you, there's a quiet ache that's dominating the landscape today. It happens collectively. It gives permission for others. So I'm challenging you today to go out there and let your freak flag fly. Let your love light shine. To not apologize. Stop apologizing for your becoming and your growth and your shining. We don't tell people what to believe in this church, and I'm proud of that, but we show them what is possible, and then they step into it or not. Some people won't like your story. That's okay. You create the arena. You don't shove it down their throat. You get out of the way, and maybe you've planted a seed that's germinating over 10 years. I have stories of people that came to me 10 years after I said something that pissed them off, and they came back and they said, thank you. Thank you for not letting me play small. It took me 10 years to get it. And guess what? I've done that for other people. Joe Blackford has said things to me, and I left, and I went, yeah, you jerk. 2 years later, I come back to Joe Blackford, and I say, thank you for having the guts and the courage to share your story. Not just correct me, but share it from a base of lived experience, community experience. You know, I'm getting a little tired, and I've been one of the ones doing it. We're an older demographic. Have you noticed that? And we can contextualize that. We're just old folks looking for young folks, or we can go, what a hotbed of wisdom exists in this environment. Lived experience that is greater than any scripture we could ever read. Do you believe that? And how do you think we're going to grow? Let me tell you, young people are not going to flock and be in this room if we go, we're looking for young people, please come. And we change everything, flip the switch and say, there's wisdom here in this community, in these people, in these teachings, and we want to share it with anybody and everybody who's got the ears to hear, the eyes to see. And like the man in the story, our past does not disqualify us. Good, bad, or otherwise, it does not disqualify us. In fact, it qualifies us and challenges us and empowers us to connect and to inspire others. Pay it forward. Repeat after me, I pay it forward. That's the work of ministry. That's the work of community, period. Jesus didn't say, go memorize more doctrine, more scriptures. He didn't say, go become a theologian. He said, tell your story and do it in your home, in your sphere of influence. He challenges that man and he challenges us today to let the very life become the message. I can get up here and theosophize and theologize for till I'm blue in the face and put you all to sleep. But the gospel happens when I get off this platform and you're heading out the door and you grab somebody and say, let me tell you how my life has been transformed. You may say, I found my voice after years of silence, and somebody listening says, maybe I can too. You say, I thought my shame disqualified me from love and worthiness, but I discovered I am love. And somewhere, someone listening finally lets go of the belief that they are unworthy. You say, I made a mistake. I really, really screwed up, and that's okay. And somebody hears that and goes, wow, maybe the falling down was not just falling down. It was an opportunity to discover on my knees a greater understanding of who I am. You say, I remembered who I truly am. And a long closed door creaks open in somebody's heart. Maybe not even the person that you're speaking to, but somebody who's over here listening. That door creaks open in someone else's heart when we dare to tell the truth of our spiritual unfolding. Not from showing off, not from ego, but from soul asking for expression. God asking for expression, and quit putting the responsibility on somebody who lived 2,000 years ago. He called it out and he said, tell your story. It's the same thing he's telling us today, to be the gospel. We become sacred mirrors reflecting the divine for somebody else. The person who needs your story may be sitting right next to you right now. And if you don't tell it, you don't put a smile on your face and a joy in your heart with enthusiasm and passion for how God is working in your life, then that person may not be back here next week and you've missed the opportunity. This is the spiritual ecosystem of testimony. Say the word after me, testimony. We don't use that word a lot in the Unity Church, but it's one thing I miss about my growing up in the Methodist Church. People, it was part of the spiritual path to testify. Not necessarily up here getting all passionate, but in the quiet, secret moments of whispered truth. Let me tell you, you can do this too. It's the moments where we say, I heal, you hear, and together we rise. It's the sanctuary of you tell a story. I listen. You heal, I heal, and together we rise. It's the spiritual sanctuary of here's where I was, here's where I am, here's how I got there, and here's how you can do it too. That's the work we do here beyond any song, however beautiful it is, beyond any sermon, no matter how loud or passionate I get. Here's where I was. Here's where I am. Here's how I got here. Hold my hand and let's go there together because you can do it too. Repeat after me, let's get her done. Every wave that has ever changed the face of humanity, the consciousness of the collective, every wave that ever changed the earth began with someone who had the guts to share something honest, to share something real, something raw, something vulnerable, something holy, and something deeply personal when their knees were knocking and their hands were shaking and their heart was racing. When we stand in our story with courage, we become the living altar. We become the birthplace of the Christ. We become the birthplace of possibility and the vibration of truth that shakes that holy web, and it's affecting people that you may never meet, but it is affecting the whole. We become the vibration of transformation that blesses everyone and anyone who comes near us. The world doesn't need more theology. The world needs more stories. Theology explains. Story transforms. I made it through. And then somebody else exhales for the first time in years. That's what holy stories do. They don't just describe, they activate. They remind, they awaken, they inspire, and they empower. And somebody's waiting for the exact tale that only you can bring to remind them they are not alone. They are not broken. They were not born stained. They were not forgotten, and that there's still hope. I'm going to invite the band to come back up. In unity, we affirm that God is all there is. It's our first unity principle, right? One power, one presence, and it's good, and it's God. That's all there is. There is nothing else here in this room but the presence of God. Do we believe that, or do we not believe that? If we believe it, then guess what? Your story is not outside of God. It cannot be outside of God. You are not a side note to spiritual history. You are not an addendum to spiritual history. You are the tome itself. You are the anthology itself. It is the gospel itself being written right now through you. Poet Muriel Rukeyser said this. Let's say it together. The universe is made of stories, not atoms. We have said this is what we are, this flesh and bone. We are these experiences. We are these things that are happening on the planet. No, you are a collection of the energies of the stories that made you you, of the evolution that made you you. And Jesus, the master teacher, knew the same truth when he says again in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 39, you are more than flesh and bone. You are more than flesh and bone. This is one of the central messages of the man's teaching. You're not your fears. You're not your experiences. You are the stories of overcoming that you carry with you. You are the psalm honoring the human journey. You are the gospel canonized on the pages of the guts and the courage to tell that story. And those stories are not shared to perform or impress, but to offer them like bread to the hungry, to be the water that the world is absolutely thirsty for right now. We're not gonna go into churches and have more sermons to get ourselves out of the hole that we're in. It's gonna be you taking your glass of water and going into the street, rubber meets the road spirituality. I've got some water that's changed my life, and that's not proselytizing. That's sharing the gift to those who are thirsty. That's what we do here. Be the psalm, be the hymn, be the canonized gospel. Not because it's perfect, but because it's true. Share the story, not because it's perfect, but because it's you. And you are worthy. You are necessary. And if you are, so is your story. Our small group, you saw the signups are coming in a couple of weeks, is going to be all centered around the sharing of our stories. And I invite you to really seriously contemplate that maybe 10 other people in that small group will be transformed by how you have the courage to let your story be told and then put your ears on and listen to them. And somehow we all rise together. Story told, story received, healing happens, God happens. And that's the we that we are celebrating at Unity North this year. I hope you all sign up in a few weeks, but I'll leave you with that final, there it is. I'm going to find a key here somewhere. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. Sing that one more time and feel it at depth and look around the room. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. The time is now. Let's break open the bottle and let the story unfold. Amen.